I was going to play a song at the end of the service today, but the video was giving us a hard time and it was not working out. So I will upload it to our family Facebook group later this afternoon. But Mandisa, for those of you who do or do not know, she's a gospel singer, went through American Idol, made it, I think the top 10. But anyway, she's recently passed away in the last couple months. And it was interesting because I didn't know her personally. I never met her. But you know how there are people in your life that just impact you. And you may never have met them, but their life or, you know, she wrote a lot of music. Her lyrics of her songs really impacted me. Her story, she was an overcomer. She was a fighter. She went through a lot. And so it resounded with me. And so for whatever reason, I felt a connection. And when I heard of her death, it just really, it affected me so much that I brought it up to my counselor. I see a counselor regularly, and I brought it up to her because I was like, man, it was kind of crazy that this was affecting me so much. And of course, we worked through that, and it's a good thing. But her life, although, you know, she's in heaven and no longer here, which is heartbreaking to her family and her friends, the beautiful thing is her life continues to make an impact. And I have been a fan of her music and things like that. One of the ways God speaks to me, besides scripture, which we all recognize scripture is the way, right? The main way that God speaks to us. But he speaks to us in a lot of ways. And music is one of the ways that the Lord speaks to me. And so as we start this morning, I just want to read some of the lyrics of this song that I'll post later today. And it's actually called God Speaking, all right? And this is written by Mandisa. All right, so just try to hear the song as I read the lyrics. So it says this: have you ever heard a love song that set your spirit free? Have you ever watched a sunrise and felt you could not breathe? What if it's him? What if it's God speaking? Have you ever cried a tear that you could not explain? Have you ever met a stranger who already knew your name? What if it's him? What if it's God speaking? And then it says, who knows how he'll get a hold of us, get our attention to prove that he is enough. He'll do and he'll use whatever he wants to tell us, I love you. I'm going to say that part again because it's just so good. Who knows how he'll get a hold of us to get our attention to prove he is enough. He'll do and he'll use whatever he wants to tell us, I love you. Sometimes I think we look at our lives and we blame God for things that are happening. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on. But in the midst of it, God is speaking to us through those things. And are we listening to him? Because he'll use whatever it takes to get a hold of you today, to get a hold of you in your life. Because guess what? He wants you to be with him. He wants you to be a follower of Jesus. He wants you to be forgiven and free and not bound and not hindered. So he will go after you. He will seek after you like a father going after a lost son or daughter. Amen. So we're going to look at some scripture here today. So if you've got your digital Bible or your in-person Bible, whatever that is, we're going to look at some different ones today. So 1 John, turn with me to 1 John chapter 4, 16 through 21. I'm going to read, this one's from the NLT. All right, 1 John 4, 16 through 21, and it says this: we know how much God loves us, and we have put our trust in his love. God is love, and all who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. And as we live in God, our love grows more perfect. So we will not be afraid on the day of judgment, but we can face him with confidence because we live like Jesus here in this world. Such love has no fear because perfect love expels all fear. If we are afraid, it is for fear of punishment. And this shows that we have not fully experienced his perfect love. We love each other because he loved us first. If somebody says, I love God, but hates his fellow believer, that person is a liar. For if we don't love people we can see, how can we love God whom we cannot see? And he has given us this command, those who love God must also love their fellow believers. Love is God, God is love, they're interchangeable. And God speaks to us through his love, right? God sent his only son on the cross to die for our sins, right? Your sins. That was the greatest way to speak, right? By sending literally his son to die for us. His love is one of the greatest ways that he speaks to us. Have we forgotten? Have we went our own way, right? God doesn't love us because of who we are. He loves us because of who he is. Do you know that when we succeed, when we do something great, God says, I love you. And when we fail, which we all do, scripture says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, even then he says, I love you. When we have great faith to believe for miracles, he says, I love you. And even when we doubt, he says, I love you. His love is not conditional. His love is for all, right? He opened up his arms and died on a cross for all. Love is his answer to everything because he is love. There is nothing you can do that will make him love you anymore. Some of you need to hear that today. There's nothing you can do. You cannot work for his love. And there's nothing less you can do that will take away his love. It's a gift that he gives us. God wants us to hear what he's saying, but more important than that, he wants us to know his heart. So he whispers to us. Sometimes he shouts to us. Sometimes he comes to us in a song or scripture. But he wants us to come close. And some of you today, God, you feel it in your heart. You know God's calling you to come close. You've been a little bit too far away. You've been a little bit out on your own, and God's saying to you today, come in closer. I want to read from a book we did on our midweeks for the last few months. We did it called, it's called Whisper, and I want to read a segment of it. It's called The Imprint, and this talks about how we are imprinted by God. Listen to this. This is fascinating. In 1973, an Austrian biologist named Conrad won a Nobel Prize for his study of geese, all right? So geese, you know, those things that poop all over the ground. We used to live in a subdivision that had these great walking trails, so you'd be all like, yeah, and then it was just like poop everywhere. So it was like, great, I'd rather walk in the street, you know? So we love geese though, right? We're not anti-geese. In the first few days of life, goslings, which are little baby ones, undergo a phenomenon called imprinting. During this process, it's imprinted upon their brain whom to follow. If a bond fails to form, then the gosling doesn't know whom to follow. Worse yet, abnormal imprinting can cause it to follow the wrong voice. Not unlike goslings, babies are imprinted by their mother's voice. The inner ear is the first sensory system to develop, becoming fully functional by the fifth month in utero. By the seventh month, a baby recognizes and responds with specific muscular movements to his or her mother's voice. Amazingly, there's no time delay between the sensory input of the mother's voice and the motor response of the baby. Neuroimaging has also shown that a mother's voice exerts a unique influence over and above a stranger's voice by activating the reward circuits in the brain as well as the amygdala, which regulate emotion. Simply put, a mother's voice print leaves a neural fingerprint that imprints her baby's brain. Okay, our God created all that. How amazing. Like, that's just so amazing. Here's the amazing news, right? You and I are imprinted by God. You not only bear his image, but you know his voice. It is his voice that knit you together in your mother's womb. It is his voice that ordained all your days before one of them came to be. It is his voice that began a good work, and it's his voice that will carry it unto completion. Whether you recognize it or not, God was the first voice in your life. Isn't that beautiful? Think about that for a minute. When you were created, some of us longer than others, a long time ago, right? When you were created in the inmost, God set you to be. He was the first voice that you heard. It imprinted on you. Is he the loudest voice in your life? That's the question. Are we hearing him? Are we listening to him? We have been imprinted by God. You've been designed and set apart with a purpose. If you have breath in your lungs, God has a plan for you, and he is speaking to you all over the place. But the question is, are you listening? Have you removed the hindrances, the noise of this life, the distraction, the literal chaos that's all around so you can hear him? If you're sitting here going, man, I haven't heard God speak to me in a long time, it's not because he's not speaking. It's because you've crowded your life so much that you can't hear him. Here's some fun examples of just how God has spoke through time in the Old Testament and the New Testament. You know, he spoke through a donkey. Literally, like the donkey spoke. God spoke through cloud, fire with the Israelites. He spoke through an angel, right? He spoke through a writing on the wall with King Nebuchadnezzar. He conversed with Adam in the first garden. He told Noah to build an ark when there hadn't been any rain yet, like ever. There'd been no rain up until that point. He spoke to Moses in a burning bush. He promised Abraham a son. You remember Abraham? He was old. He promised him a son. Paul heard God's voice on the way to Damascus. His audible voice knocked him off. So does God speak to us today? Yeah, absolutely. How, when, where? Well, he's doing it all the time. And the question is, are you listening? Turn with me to 1 Samuel. Again, another passage. I love the story of Samuel when God comes to him and speaks to him. All right. Samuel, if you don't know, Hannah was his mother, and she was barren. And her heart was so broken, she wanted a child. So she pleaded with the Lord, Lord, please give me a child. And after some time, the Lord answered her prayer and gave her Samuel. And then she said, well, thank you, Jesus. Thanks for answering my prayer. I'm going to give Samuel back to you, Lord. And so Samuel grew up in the house of God. And Eli was a priest who was kind of like overseeing his like training as a young person. And so that's where we're picking up in chapter 3, 1 Samuel chapter 3. We're going to look at this little segment of this account. And it is beautiful. And this really is our position that we need to take. And you'll see this in a moment. So the Lord speaks to Samuel. It says this, meanwhile, the boy Samuel served the Lord by assisting Eli. Again, Eli was the priest. Now in those days, messages from the Lord were very rare. Okay, so this time in Israel, there wasn't a whole lot of God speaking. It's kind of a dry time. That's a big deal, right? In those days, messages from the Lord were rare. Aren't you glad? Oh man, I'm glad that's not like now. And visions were quite uncommon. One night, Eli, who was almost blind by now, had gone to bed. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was sleeping in the tabernacle near the ark of God. Suddenly, the Lord called out, Samuel! Okay, he's asleep, right? Get this. Yes, Samuel replied. What is it? He got up and he ran to Eli. Here I am. Did you call me? I didn't call you, Eli replied. Go back to bed. So he did. Can you imagine what he was thinking as he was walking back to bed? He was like, I'm pretty sure I heard my name, but okay. I'm gonna go back to bed. Eli said he didn't call me. Then the Lord called out again, Samuel. Again, Samuel got up because he's an obedient kid, right? He's learning the things of the house of God. He gets up again, goes to Eli. Here I am. Did you call me? I didn't call you, my son, Eli said. Go back to bed. So verse 7, Samuel did not yet know the Lord. So he had not at that point experienced God. He had never had a message from the Lord before. So the Lord called a third time. And once more, Samuel got up and went to Eli. Here I am. Did you call me? Then Eli realized it was the Lord who was calling the boy. So he said to Samuel, go and lie down again. And if someone calls again, say this. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. So Samuel went back to bed. And if you know the story, you know how this goes, right? And the Lord came and called as before, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel replied, speak, your servant is listening. Guys, this is where our position needs to be. God is speaking to each one of us each day of what we need to do, who we need to be reaching out to, who we need to call, what neighbor we need to show up to. He is speaking all the time, but are we positioned saying, okay, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. The things of the world aren't crowding me out anymore. I'm not wasting my time on stuff that doesn't matter eternally. Speak, Lord, for your servant, listen. I'm listening, right? Have you ever thought why you couldn't hear God audibly, right? In this account, it seems like God spoke to him audibly where he could hear it. But that's not always the case. Many of you maybe have never heard God's audible voice. But I can guarantee you, if we had testimony time, many of you would be able to come up here and stand here and say, God spoke to me, dot, 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 right? And so he treats us as unique children. It's not a cookie cutter relationship. He doesn't speak to Keisha just like he speaks to me. Because why? Keisha is unique. And so God's going to speak to her exactly how she needs to be spoken to. Same thing with you, Ryan. God speaks to you way different than God speaks to me because he knows how to get a hold of you. He knows how to get a hold of me. And so he speaks to us in different languages, in different ways so that we can get a hold of it, so that we can hear. Amen. So I want to talk quickly today, and we're going to go through 8 things. So it's going to be fast, so you're going to have to rock with me, okay? Can we do that? We're going to do 8 specific ways that God speaks to us. So number 1 is his word. That's obvious, right? He speaks to us mainly through his word. Turn with us to 2 Timothy 3:14 through 16. All right, so his word is the main way that God speaks to us. Starting in verse 14, but you must remain faithful to the things you have been taught. You know they are true, for you know you can trust those who have taught you. You have been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood, and they have given you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by trusting in Christ Jesus. Verse 16, all Scripture is inspired by God and useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. All right, his word speaks to us. His word is inspired. It's living and active. That's why you can read one scripture verse. A week later, you can read that exact same verse, and all of a sudden, it's like, wow, that hit me different. That speaks to me different. Why? Because it's living and active. It's not just words on a page. The Bible is anointed to be living and active in our lives, and when it comes, it changes things. Amen? God is whispering to us through scripture, sometimes shouting through his word, giving us instructions on how to live in love. He brings encouragement. He brings life. If you've got questions on what to do, maybe you're struggling with raising your children. Guess what? There's know-how in Proverbs, the book of wisdom teaches us how to live, how to act. Maybe you're having marriage difficulties. God speaks about that in his word, how to love one another and serve one another. Are you dealing with fear, anxiety? Scripture speaks to us on how to handle that. The second thing is this. God speaks to us through his son, Jesus, right? That's obvious. The New Testament was the fulfillment of God's plan. It's the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. That's what we preach here. We preach the good news of Jesus Christ and what he can do in our life to change our life. Amen? So God speaks to us through the life of Jesus. So if you're feeling dry and you're like, man, I don't feel like God's speaking to me, open up your Bible and read all the things relating to the life of Jesus because God speaks through Jesus because Jesus didn't do anything his Father didn't send him to do. Amen. Hebrews 1 verses 1 and 2 says this: in the past, God spoke to our forefathers through prophets. That's another way God spoke, right? In the Old Testament, he would speak through prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, who he appointed heir of all things and through whom he made the universe. So God speaks through his Son, Jesus. Number three is this: God speaks through nature and God's creation. Some of you, like me, you like the outdoors, right? Maybe you like the mountains or nature walks. For me, it's the beach. But God speaks to me in those places. Romans 1:20 says, "For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his internal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse." God has given us nature and everything that he's created to show us that he exists and that he's real and that he's the designer of it all. When I did missions work in Africa, I remember walking and just seeing this vast land and being like, how they even those in Africa that didn't know Jesus yet, they knew somebody somehow created all that. They weren't just like boom, poof, that showed up. They knew there had to be a creator. They called it the big God, the big gods in the sky. They even knew that. Creation points to Christ. Creation points to Jesus. If we just take time enough to listen, create margin in our life to be able to hear what God is saying through scripture or through his Son Jesus or through creation, it will change your life. The next time you're out on a nature walk, I challenge you to walk slow. Slow yourself down, even from your fast pace, because you know how we are. We're like, okay, I got to get this 2 miles in, and you bust it out, which is great, right? But I challenge you. I did this, went on a prayer, kind of like a prayer retreat for 4 days, and the lady that was walking with us, she literally had us go on a walk, and we had to follow behind her. And she was like, as we walk, I want you to pay attention to the leaves and the shapes of the leaves and the differences. And I remember this was years ago when I was learning this whole concept of Sabbath and slowing. I wasn't a fan of slow. And so we're literally like walking behind her and I'm just like irritated because I'm a fast walker. But I understand what she was getting us to do. She was getting us to slow down enough to where we could appreciate, you know, the fact that one of these flowering leaves had all these beautiful edges, and it was, and all of a sudden, because you slow down, you get to see the beauty of it, where I normally would have just bypassed. I wouldn't even have had a clue that that was there, because why? I was so quick to move on to the next thing. We're so quick to move on to the next thing that we don't stop and pause and even see what God is saying through the nature that's around us, right? God is speaking to you. Are you listening? Are you paying attention? Are you slowing down enough to even know? Number four, the fourth way God speaks, it's through others, through other Christ followers. He'll use the body of Christ. He may use a friend, a teacher, a parent, or a preacher to convey his message of truth. God will use another believer in your life. Their words may come as a warning, or maybe a blessing, or maybe a prophetic truth about your life. Whether we choose to hear it or ignore it, that depends on us. You always want to make sure that their words line up with scripture, of course, because we always come back to the main thing, right? Which is the word of God, right? Is what they're saying line up with the word of God? And God will confirm that. James 3:17 says this: the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. We got to test it according to God's word, but God will use others to speak to us. And sometimes we got to get ourselves in gear. Sometimes we need that little good kick in the butt from our, you know, friend, right? Get going in the right way. God will speak through whatever he needs to. I know I referenced the donkey earlier, but that's crazy, right? I can't even imagine being Balaam and all of a sudden he's going along and all of a sudden the donkey's like, why are you hitting me? Like, I'd be like, what? Wait a minute. Why are you talking, donkey? You know, if God can do that, he can speak through any way. We can't confine him to certain things because we've been raised away. Well, God only speaks this way. I'm afraid there's a lot of creative ways that God speaks to us, and we need to be open to how God speaks to us. And they have to always confirm and align with Scripture, of course, right? We bring it back to that always. The fifth way that God speaks to us is through music, through lyrics. Like I already shared, that's one of the biggest ways that it connects with me. When you are in a place of desperation or depression, or you're just dealing with grief and sadness and you don't know how to get out of it, the best way to do that is get yourself in the presence of God and get some worship music on that goes right to your soul. Because sometimes in our the depth of our hurt and pain and grief, we can't even do the right thing other than getting our soul in the presence of God. Because it's in his presence, right, where we gain our strength, right? The joy of the Lord is our strength, and in his presence is fullness of joy. So in order to have strength and joy, we got to be in his presence. All right, music is a big deal, and I'm going to challenge you. Some of you listen to music that's probably not helpful, all right? Be careful what you allow in your spirit. Be careful, because it goes to your soul, and what goes in comes out. If you're dealing with, you're feeling like a lot of negativity and a lot of anger coming out, you got to check yourself and go, okay, what am I putting in? Because whatever's coming out, it's because it's coming in, and so change your music. Man, let the Lord speak to you through lyric and song. It's amazing when you just avail yourself to worship what God does. There are things that he's healed in my life I wasn't even asking for. Why? Because I just laid my face in worship because I was just desperate. And he spoke to me what I needed to do in situations or who I needed to forgive or, man, you need to let that go. You've been carrying that so long. Why? Let it go. Give it to me. God will speak clearly in these areas if we're availing ourselves to it. Number six is this. God will speak through trials. He'll speak through circumstances. He'll speak through pain even. When others claim to hear God through circumstances, I always try to caution them to test their conclusions with other evidence. God is a holy God, and he often uses circumstances, yes, to get our attention, but he will always confirm it in other ways as well. Through Moses, God used the plagues, right, to convince Egypt, the leader, to release God's people. But Pharaoh wouldn't listen. Sometimes God uses our circumstance to test our faith. We don't always know how to interpret the things that happen to us. But God, although doesn't bring things, right? There are things that happen to us that are just because of the sin in the world and evil, right? God doesn't do that, but he will use those things to help us grow, to test our faith, right? Help us grow in our grit, right? This last season of my life, I've been surrounded, it seems like, by my parents have had some different issues with their health. I've had some dear friends who have walked through some different cancer battles. And it's just been a different season of feeling like surrounded by a lot of that, right? There's heaviness that comes with that. There's changes your life a little bit. And so there's been times through this as I've been praying and interceding and being there, right? I'm like, God, what are you speaking to me in this and through this? I know you're speaking to those that are walking through it, but what are you talking to me about? And he's been good to share in those times. And again, God can speak to you, but will you not only listen, but then obey? Because sometimes what he's saying, he's asking us to activate something. He's asking us to put something in action, right? To do something. And so we have to be willing even to not only avail ourselves to be able to hear, but then we have to listen and then obey, right? It's all those different parts. I'm thankful that God speaks to us, that we don't have to go through anybody else to hear God. Aren't you? He's so loving. We matter to him so much. That's the biggest thing. He speaks to us because he wants us to know that he loves us. That's the bottom line. He's using all these ways to get your attention, to get a hold of you, to say to you, I love you. You are enough. Another way he speaks to us is through his Spirit. The Holy Spirit, right? He whispers to us. Sometimes you might get a little nudge. Hey, call this person. Or hey, you know what? Don't do that, right? The Holy Spirit in our lives helps us, gives us wisdom, teaches us all things. God uses his Holy Spirit to speak to us in our conscience, to help us make right decisions. My grandmother, she's no longer with us. She's in heaven, but she prayed all the time when I was young. And I remember being in high school, and I never really like swayed away from the Lord, but I remember being in high school and having the moments that everybody does. You get tempted to do the wrong things. And I remember at different times, I couldn't. Like, I wanted so badly to, like, go be with my friends and do bad things. But there was just, like, something was, like, pulling me away from that. And I really attest that to the Holy Spirit. I really attest that to the power of the Holy Spirit and my grandmother's prayers. Because I believe she prayed for me and my other cousins that no matter where we would go, that we wouldn't stray too far and that the Holy Spirit would always bring us back. And so I feel like my whole life has had this like surrounding of the Holy Spirit. So even in my flesh, when I wanted to sway, it was like, no, you can't go too far. Right? And so I want to say this to you parents and grandparents and guardians. Your prayers matter. Pray for your family. Pray for your sons and daughters and your grandchildren. They may not know Jesus now, but you keep praying and the Holy Spirit will draw them back or draw them to Jesus for the first time. Don't stop praying. Those prayers matter. And I believe I'm standing here today, thank God, not having a train wreck of a testimony because of my grandmother's prayers. Amen. So God speaks through his Spirit. And the last way that God speaks to us is through prayer. Aren't you glad we again have the ability to access the throne of heaven? We don't have to go through anybody else. We can just say, dear Jesus, help. You know, sometimes that's my greatest prayer that I pray. Jesus, help. Because I don't even sometimes have the words to utter. But God knows what's needed. Each of these ways that we've talked about may be a way that God speaks to us. Maybe he speaks to you through a couple of those different ways. But he speaks to us in these different ways. Are you open to that? Are you ready to hear what he's saying to you? Are you ready to obey? Some of you already know what God's been speaking. You've just been trying to ignore it because it calls you to action. It calls you to transformation. It calls you to a different life. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? He's your Father. He loves you. He's got what's best for you. So don't be afraid to listen and obey whatever he is, whatever he's speaking to you. Turn with me to Romans chapter 8. You guys doing all right? We're almost done. Romans chapter 8, verses 26 through 27 says this, and the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. We could just stop right there, right? The Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we do not know what God wants us to pray, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father who knows all hearts knows what the Spirit is saying, for the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will. We're thankful the Holy Spirit prays through us, right? There are times where I've prayed for people and I didn't even know the situation and I'm praying things and later on they're like, how did you even know that's going on in my life? I'm like, I didn't. That's just the Holy Spirit praying through us, praying through me. God speaks to us through prayer. And fasting, right? When you avail yourself to be in the presence of God and like Samuel just say, all right, Lord, your servant is listening. Let the distractions fade. Spend some time getting away from the loud world. We live in a fallen world that desperately needs Jesus. But we got to get to our place where we are hearing what God's saying and not only listening, but following through, right? So you are unique, and God speaks to you uniquely. So he's not going to speak to you the same way. If you're married in this room, God's going to speak differently to the husband versus the wife. All right. And that's great because you can talk about it and you can be like, man, that's really cool. God speaks to you this way. God speaks to me this way. Right. We're all different. God made us that way so that we could share our experiences with one another. God also speaks to us so creatively through miracles. Man, we continue to see God answer prayers here and miracles, million little miracles along the way. We got people that are dealing with cancer, walking through cancer. God is healing people as they walk through cancer and other things. God speaks in those journeys, in those places. In other countries, there are testimony of Christianity where people like have dreams that they're not Christians, but God shows up in their dreams. Muslim world, right? There's testimony of people where they're like, man, I had this vision of Jesus. And they didn't know it was Jesus until some missionary shows up and maybe shows a video of the life of Jesus. And then that Muslim is like, oh my goodness, that's the guy that was in my dream. And they come to know Christ because now they realize that that's the Jesus that was in their dream. Jesus is appearing to people even in their dreams for people that don't know him. That is amazing. God's speaking to you all the time. Are you aware? Are you listening? And are you ready to obey? That's the question today. So as we get ready to close, these are the two questions I want you to ponder, and whoever's coming up to play, if you'd come on up. So as we respond to the Lord today, because we always want to make sure when we hear the word of God that we respond to it, because otherwise our heart can become hard if we don't have a response. And today, I just want you into where you're seated. I want you to look at the screen, and here's two questions. And we're just going to pause for the next few moments, and I want you to ask yourself this question: how is God speaking to you today? What ways is he speaking to you? And the second question is, what is he saying? So let's close our eyes in this moment and let's just take a few moments and let's pause. I know we're hungry. I know we're ready to be done and move on with our day, but we want to give the Lord this time as we respond to his word today. God speaks to us through his word. He speaks to us through Jesus. He speaks to us through nature. He speaks to us through other Christ followers. Through music, through trials and pain, circumstances. He speaks to us through his Holy Spirit, and he speaks to us through prayer.